Okay, so dating question. If you go on a date, are you expected to kiss him? At the end of the date, do you kiss him? And if you don't kiss him, does that mean you don't like him? Does that mean he doesn't like you? How does the whole kissing thing work? My philosophy is I don't kiss a guy until I know it's just him and I dating exclusively. So if I'm just in the dating world, I have dates, you have dates, there's no kiss at the end of the night. Is that wrong? I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you kiss at the end of the night? For me, if I have a date with like Tom tonight and a date with Alex next week, I don't want to be like kissing Tom and Alex. So I just don't kiss anybody until I know that Tom is just going to be my guy. So what are your thoughts on kissing on the first date and waiting to kiss until you two become exclusive? Is it nay or yay? Or would you be like, I'm not dating you if you're not giving me a kiss? I don't know.
How do you lack so much self-awareness that you don't see how stupid all of this is?
I really don't kiss on the first date. I don't know you like that. I don't know if I'm ever going to see you again. I don't feel the need to kiss you. I don't know where your mouth's been. I don't know how many other guys you're dating. I just don't do it. And honestly, even the second and third date, it just depends. I'm not really that pressed to kiss you.
Why not?
Okay, so I saw a lot of comments, people asking me to talk about my dating life, about my intimate life, and I kind of laughed out loud when I saw those comments because I think one of the things people get wrong about influencers who work in adult work, they think we just have men like banging down our doors trying to date us. And it's actually kind of the opposite. A lot of, especially very successful creators, kind of live more of like an isolated life. I definitely feel like I do. Right now, my focus is creating content for you guys, and that's a full-time job. Like, I almost feel like I'm in a relationship with my fans. So at this point in my life, like, I don't really have a lot of people like interested in me or wanting to date me, and I totally understand that. I'm also very realistic about it. Even though I don't do boy-girl content, I have old tapes on my site, and I would never expect a man to be okay with that. I am not one of those creators who's unrealistic and is like, men should just be fine with it. I understand, like, biologically, evolutionarily, like, men don't want to share. They want you to be exclusively theirs. And so I'm very aware that, like, my job hinders my potential dating life and my future dating life. But I think especially in this very moment, I wouldn't expect a man to want to date me and be with me.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. So you think one day a man is going to want to be with you after you did this? You just think, oh, it's temporary. They just don't want me now because I'm active. But once I get inactive, they'll be cool with the fact I ever did this. Yeah, she's sadly mistaken. At the time when most of these girls jump into this industry, they don't have any idea of what the repercussions are going to be. And they're not even thinking about that because they're high off the attention and money.
That's too damn bad!
For those of you that are just terrified to speed date in front of hundreds of people, I understand. I get it. But let me show you another way that you can date.
Look at that. Look at that. So I don't know what y'all are waiting on, but this is like legit working and the real deal.
Look, I don't even know what she popped up on the screen, and I don't care enough to go back and pause it and try to see, but she said something about speed dating. Once again, the type of men who show up to speed dating are going to be the men who most women will deem pathetic, or the men who are certified players and know they can, you know, clean up there, get their D wet, and then jet. So the chances of a woman going to a, you know, dating event and finding somebody she's actually going to like and respect for something more than bedroom fun, slim to none.
Oh, that's no bar, nigga!
How to get a date on TikTok. Now, before everyone jumps in the comments telling me that TikTok is not a dating app, no, it's not technically an online dating app, but it is a social platform for meeting people. And if that leads to something romantic, then why not? I've had quite a few people message me saying they have actually met people via TikTok. So if you do want to find love on TikTok, keep watching. If you don't, just swipe on. So anyway, this is what you need to do if you want to find a date on TikTok. So firstly, you need to set up a profile. Let's assume you've already got a profile on TikTok. You need to tweak it so it looks more like dating, so that it shows that you're available for dating. Pay close attention to your photo. Use a nice one of you, one which makes you look nice, but not one that is, you know, like a picture of, I don't know, a grasshopper or an avatar or anything. Something that shows you, and also your bio. Write something in your bio about who you are, what you're looking for, whether you're looking for soulmate, love, a girlfriend. Just kind of tweak your profile a little bit so it's more aimed towards dating. So number two, do not be creepy. You don't want to be creepy on any dating platform, but especially not TikTok. That means not like bombarding as many girls as possible with messages. Just be genuine and just, yeah, just be yourself. Number three, that leads me on to number three, which is be yourself. There is no point pretending to be someone that you're not, to try and get more responses, to try and get more girls to message you, because in the end, it's not going to lead to anything. It might lead to a date, maybe, but is it going to lead to like a relationship, love? No.
I didn't know if this was advice for men or women. Either way, look, by the time a woman has to go on an app that's not a dating app to find a date, just stay away. That's not one worth talking to. And for men, look, you're not going to get any different results than you did on the actual dating apps if you're not tall, handsome Chad or Tyrone, who look like he got some money. So all this was pretty much null and void.
Stop wasting my time.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.